Well, only 4 of 10 think it will have a positive impact. Obviously, the other 6 of 10 either expected a negative impact or no impact. That's somewhat expected, although this part of the nation depends heavily on ethanol, certain parts, particularly in Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Minnesota. But it's only for 1 year. It's temporary. That's one factor. And secondly, you've got a lot of service stations out there that do not have the ability to provide that for their customers. So we still see some impediments to the expansion of ethanol. And of course, the lack of certainty from the federal government in terms of blending levels with fuel, that also is a real problem and causes uncertainty and lack of any real positive attitude toward this year's emergency executive order by the president.